Hi, pals! Hi, pals! And welcome to the Disneyland Parish!
Bro show! You and Chris!
Well, alright!
And now, Disneyland Paris News!
There is no news because we're just a couple of bros, just silly men, unorganized, don't know what they're doing, useless men.
We're just men.
We're just innocent men. There is one bit of news today, Chris, but I've been looking, and even though we've had a couple of weeks since we've done a show, since we've done a show, there's not that much, unless I'm missing something pretty major, in which case I'm sure our jolly pals in the chat will tell us. But there was one bit of news.
Go on.
And that's about our pal on our Facebook group, Kat, directed us to the story that a new survey hints at the return of a Run Disney type event, but only for pass holders.
Oh, but
yes,
Lucy wanted to manifest it, and literally within a week of her manifesting,
yeah,
look what has this little sprig of hope.
A springtime sprig of hope.
Yeah.
A bud,
if you will.
A bud of hope.
Yeah, so guys, if you're in the chat today and you want to tell us the news, because neither of us have managed to pull anything together. I know there's been
I have looked for some news, but there's lots of little things going on, but...
Well, there was an AP event. There was a treasure hunt thingy event, wasn't there? But I haven't seen anything about it. I'm sorry, I've been busy in that. And also, I did want to apologise for last week for not coming, because in all honesty, I probably could have done the show, but I ran 10K and it absolutely wiped me out.
See, I forgot you'd done that because we saw you in a show. But
yes.
But you'd also run 10K in the morning. So, rightly so, you needed it off. Now, we thought Lucy had COVID last week. We think it was tonsillitis because she had a very faint positive on a test for COVID, but apparently you can't have COVID and tonsillitis.
Is that right?
They're not connected. So, and she definitely had tonsillitis because the tonsils looked like a peeled orange.
Oh, nice. That's the best kind of tonsils.
So she had tonsillitis. So sorry there was no show last week. I could have done one on my own, but it would have been awful. So here we are.
Do you know what else has happened since I've not been here?
What's that?
Well, Laura cut my hair first off.
Looks
lovely.
And
then I had a shave yesterday.
Yes.
But I might have used a slightly smaller blade than I normally do. So
yeah.
I've gone 3 millimetres instead of 5.
So. You're looking fresh.
Yeah, I feel fresh.
Listeners.
I feel fresh.
He's looking fresh.
Yes.
It's my birthday today. And
it is,
I'm still feeling fresh.
Happy birthday, that other jingle. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
You've gone for a different key.
Happy birthday to you. Sorry.
You're for a slightly different key. I was struggling to pitch it.
Go on, pitch it for me.
I normally do my own harmonies, but I could pitch it.
I apologise.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to me.
And to all you other people who are having birthdays this week or last week or the week before that.
I'm 43. Can you believe it?
Spring chicken.
Can you believe that?
Spring chicken.
Lucy has been umming and ahhing about getting an annual pass.
Has she?
Not renewing.
Not umming or
ahhing. We don't currently have one. We don't have one, so we'd be like first-time buyers almost. We've sold a house, and now we're just renting. but this would push her over the edge. If it's a pass holders only event for a Disney run style thing, or even if it's just Run Disney, I don't know what they're hinting at, what they're getting at. But what's the thinking of a pass holders only style?
I don't know, because you it's a really funny thing, that, isn't it? Because if they do it, is everyone who's an annual pass holder going to do it? Probably not, which means you're wasting spaces, aren't you? Because there's people who would want to go. Because you have to be someone who wants to run and an annual pass holder in order to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Not just someone who wants to run and likes Disney. So it seems a little bit like excluding a huge number of people who would want to do that event.
What are they doing? Is this enough of an incentive? It is for people like us, but I don't think they're going to get thousands of people suddenly wanting to spend more money in the parks and be pass holders, are they? Mind you, passes are limited, aren't they?
Passes are limited. Yeah, that's the other thing.
So I don't understand.
Do you know something interesting though? Mm. On the way back from York today, we've been to see Kung Fu Panda 4 at York today.
Oh, Lucy, Bonnie's seeing that on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And she saw one the other day, and she was only like, "Meh."
Yeah. Then I think you'll have similar reactions to the fourth instalment as well, Bonnie.
Enjoy it.
Anyway, on the way back, Laura said, because we were talking about Run Disney, and she said, "Do you know if they did that? Now I've started running, I think I'd do it as well."
Mm-hmm.
So Laura's up for the up to 10K.
For four caballeros.
Yeah. But that means the kids that come probably do some of it as well. This is becoming something. So they need to get rid of this whole idea of it just being an annual pass holder event, because
it's
not very fair, is it? It's not fair at all.
No.
Yeah. There you go.
What's your thinking, guys? Why are they doing this? Why would they potentially be doing this? Because it's just in a survey at the moment.
Yeah. It is.
That we've seen. I think Kat shared a link to a DLP report screenshot of said survey. And it was only in French, but I could still read it. Because I know a tiny bit of French.
I'm channeling my inner Lucy now. We haven't said why she's not here.
That's a good point. And she's not been here for a couple of weeks, so she quit.
She's moved out.
Yeah, she's left me. She's working.
Is she?
She's adjudicating. She's like, you know, what you would call...
an adjudicator.
Like a judge.
Judge.
You know, in a dance show all weekend. So she might...
Amanda Holden.
She might be here by the end of the show, although last time we said that, we fully expected her to be here and she never showed up, did she?
No, she didn't. She put her head in for the EMT show.
It was at your house.
Oh, yeah, then, yes. No, she didn't.
I think she turned up just as the credits were rolling.
That's right. Yes, you're right. She did.
Hey, should we see who's in the chat?
Yes.
Who are they? All aboard, please. Today, in the chat, we have, first and foremost, is... let me change it to all rather than top, just in case. We got Joey. Hey, everyone. So excited for the bro show. Now, is this Joey whose show you were on, Chris?
I wasn't on her show. I was interviewed for her blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, is it a blog?
Yes, it's a blog.
You'd think I'd know this, wouldn't you?
I know. Well, I would think you'd know that.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
No,
just,
I've seen the link and I thought...
by reading the post that she posted today on the group.
Yeah, it's quite easy.
I would have pretty much told you.
I clocked it and I just thought, I'll watch that tomorrow. But I guess I'll read it tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I've read it back today and I'd forgotten how I'd answered some of the questions. And it's quite interesting because I'm very frank.
Is Joey, let's start with this one.
Yes.
So Joey sometimes in the chat as let's start with this one, but sometimes as Joey.
Yes, I think so.
I think it's all starting to add up.
Because
for a long time, I kept referring to Joey as a he.
Ah.
But anyway, so anyway, that was mostly about how I'm an idiot. Second in the chat was Bonnie under Lucy's name. So don't be confused, people. If you see Lucy's name, it's Bonnie with her account. Second in the chat. We got John here. Hey, 37DS fam. So good to have you guys back. Happy birthday. Thank you. Happy birthday from Elaine. Thank you. And then me saying, time is wrong. We're starting in 3 minutes because it was scheduled for an hour later.
Yeah, that's my fault.
It's really going to throw some people because the clocks went forward, which is very cruel to do on the eve of someone's birthday.
We used to have these problems a lot when we first started
23
out,
hours of a
people
birthday.
People were expecting us to be on at certain times, particularly those in the US, because obviously their clocks change quite a few weeks before ours, don't they? So
right.
It all gets a little bit out of sync quite often, so... But we're back now, we're here, and what we're at this time for the foreseeable future, right through to October, BST.
Yeah, big sexy time. We've got Andrew, who says howdy. Bonnie says happy Easter. Hello to our pal Aaron and Jimmy Pinkhands Clements. We've got Maddie, who says hello guys, happy birthday Hugh. And Tracy, hello, less than a week till we go to Disney California.
Ooh.
Now, Alid is in Florida, currently marinating in the magic.
Oh.
Marinating. Has put marinading, which a lot of people say because I think they've heard Americans say marinating, but it's actually marinating.
Marinate.
Yeah. To yeah.
Well, thank goodness you've corrected Aaron on that mistake.
I've ruined Alid's holiday.
Alid, sorry. You would have looked a right plum.
You can say marinating if you were... can you? If you're making a marinade, maybe. I'm marinating,
yeah.
But if you're in something, you'd be marinating, I guess. Anyway, Alan's in Walt Disney World, and I'm sure I saw a post today saying, for 3 weeks. Did you see this? You seen this?
No,
you heard about this?
No.
3 weeks!
No.
At Caribbean Beach as well, I think. And I like Caribbean Beach. It's a moderate, but it's the first one we stayed at, and it's just got good vibes, man. I loved it. Are you there the whole time, Alan? Or are you moving around, or what? What are you up to? What's going down? Mm. Be sure to let us know. Yeah, marinating in the magic. Cheryl's here. I really wanted to watch live, but got the niece staying over, and it's carnage in our house at the minute. Can't
That's
wait
not good enough,
up.
Cheryl. It's not good enough. I'm sorry.
She's doing her best, okay?
I'm upset. I'm hurt.
Voiceover guy's in the house, Chris.
Hey, voiceover guy.
And Monica, we're here now, says Monica. Hang on. Does Monica mean here in the chat or like... at Disneyland Paris.
Oh, I don't know.
We're here now.
Here now.
See, this is a running joke on the show is on a lot of the, DLP for Brits Facebook groups or whatever they're called, you'll get people saying, here now, where's the nearest toilet in Frontierland? And it's, the funny ones always start with, here now, where can I get a bag for life?
Are there any good pins?
Here now, how do I wipe myself? voiceover guy. Oh, yeah, because of course, voiceover guy's going to be there when we're there. Yes. 53 days until Polynesian.
Oh, my word, you're going soon.
Yeah, we are going soon. We're in the 50s. We're like 57, Bonnie will tell us.
I think what are we going to do 57 while you're there? Am I going to just show on my own? Show alone?
We did do a live from a resort last time. Maybe we can do that again.
Maybe.
For one.
If you've got the signal.
Give you a break and then you do the other one. Maybe. We're there for 12 nights, so we're not there 11 days. We might be back in time for the other one. I think we are, actually. Monica says, 18 days till we leave for DLP. Oh, Alid, don't say that. I was just being an idiot. For saying for doing the marinade thing. It's just something I like to do, is to...
be a pedant.
Be a pedant.
You didn't even ding the bell. You had not a proper chance to use the bell.
I wouldn't ding the bell for that.
All right, okay.
Because I think most people say that, actually. And I think it's because Americans say it, so it sounds like marinated.
So just to be clear, marinade is the liquid, is the stuff.
Yeah.
Marinate... is the act.
Yeah.
It's noun versus verb.
yeah, right. 18 days till we leave for DLP, says Monica. Joey says, don't worry, Hugh. I'm one of the bros tonight watching this.
Yeah, you are.
We're all bros here. We're 57 all days, here. Says Bonnie. That's when we're going. John says, needed my Disney Street fix last week, so I listened back to your first ever DLP show from way back. God, wonder what that was like.
Was that a trip review, a trip report of these guys going to Paris? That was the first thing we properly did. I think so, yeah.
We used to do itty bitty news shows as well.
We did a couple of trip reports. One of them might have been on the classic show, but I can't remember. Then we did our first ever trip when we went in at Halloween. And then Lucy went, do you know what? I think there's space here. I think there's space to do something. So we started doing a monthly what's going on type report.
It's mostly because, let's be honest, Dedicated to DLP had just decided to stop broadcasting and we were like, hey, we could do that.
Yeah.
But they came back.
They did come back.
So now
with a vengeance.
So now there's two of us.
I think there's more than two. There's all sorts of people doing stuff these days.
Oh yeah. There's loads of us.
There's loads of us. We're just the less amateur, the less professional ones.
Oh yeah, yeah. We always say we're the Millennium Falcon. Like, we've got bits falling off us, but you know, we've got it where it counts.
Slapdash.
John says, can we talk about the great feature attraction of the month, petition to bring it back?
Attraction of the month!
Small world.
Attraction of the month! There you go. We should do that. We just did.
Joey says, if you get any questions asking where the gents are, I can help you.
There are no gentlemen. DLP.
I'm sorry, okay?
I'm sorry.
Susie's here, says, hey, we're giving DLP a miss this year until Bunny is off her bottles.
Ah.
Can't cope with the idea of making up formula on the go and getting through airport security. Susie.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad enough with one. I can only imagine.
The less stuff you have to take with you, the better, I reckon.
Yeah.
There's something wonderful, like kids, babies, and young toddlers. It's great. It's a fantastic time. But that first time you go out and you don't have a boot full of prams and 5 or 6 bags and 40 packs of wet wipes and.
Yep.
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
But we did miss the pram in the parks, and we actually took the pushchair to the park way after Bonnie started, just walking around without the needed it's like a year after she stopped using it. We take it to the parks because she'd get tired, so she'd hop in.
Yeah, yeah.
She was absolutely fine with getting in, and it was a good place to put your stuff.
Oh yeah.
So we missed that, but now we've swapped to park bags, so we've gone more mobile. So there's pros and cons all along. It is better now, though, when you've all just got a little bag on your back and you can just go.
Is Bonnie like a Sherpa for you? She got a massive bag and she carries everything.
She's sure-footed, like
I'd love to see that.
Sherpa guide. And finally in the chat, it's no one else because I've done everyone.
Hi, everybody who isn't there.
John says the first episode was called The First Time in Forever.
For the first time in forever.
It's weird, like when we first started podcasting, I thought, oh, I'll listen back to the show every week, you know. But you don't, do you?
Well, I do.
Well, you have to.
But more than that. So I listen to bits of it when I convert this into a podcast. But then I also, if I'm in the right frame of mind and I'm going for a run, I will always listen to us. I don't listen to other podcasts at that point in time, mainly because I like to hear whether or not I've said things that are worthwhile or not, because I like the sound of my own voice, which is why I started podcasting in the first place. So I do listen to all of it, but there's definitely gaps. The classic stuff, I've listened to pretty much everything, and I don't worry too much if I miss an episode, but I do listen back to it. It's good because it means I've got things in my head when we come to the next episode. I can remember some of the stuff that's happened previously.
Yeah, because it's really frustrating when you listen to a podcast at work and you realise there's like years of episodes, so you like you binge listen and you'll listen to like 3 in a row and they'll say, oh, did we discuss... Or they'll say, oh, we'll discuss it next week, and they don't. And you think, how can you forget? Well, because normally at least a week's gone by.
Yeah.
So it's easy to forget and we must do it all the time. I'm sure, well, in fact, I know for a fact we've promised things loads of times. So, we'll do that in a couple of weeks. We never do.
It doesn't matter if you write it in your book or not.
I write things in my book.
I also, and I'm sure that the voiceover guy in the chat will attest to this, but I listen back to everything that I do as well because I want to know that it sounds okay. And there's a difference between what you guys who are watching live now see and hear on your TVs to what anybody hears in their earphones, and it really bothers me if it doesn't sound decent. So I know sometimes it doesn't sound decent, first off, disclaimer, I am fully aware of that, but in my quest to make things better as we go along, I always listen to it so I can get a bit of an idea of where we're at. I put everything together in a bit of a slapdash manner today, so if anything's not sounding great, it's a bit tough, but we'll be back to normal again next week and it'll all be good. I've just done another disclaimer, haven't I? Should we have some drinks?
Yes.
Hey, ole, it's showtime. All together. In your tiki 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 cup. In your tiki 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 cup. Well, you made yourself a beverage, I'll drink it up from your tiki 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 cup.
Because it's my birthday, I watched my favourite, it used to be my favourite Pixar film, which it was either this one or The Incredibles, but I think this has finally pipped The Incredibles. Oh. And I'm going to go, after watching it today, I think it's my favourite Disney film. Not just Pixar, Disney film.
Better than Tangled.
Surpassing Tangled.
Little Mermaid,
all my old favourites.
Three Caballeros.
And in typical me style, it's one that a lot of people really dislike. It's a prequel.
Yeah.
And it's why I've got for my cup today, I'm using a Scream canister. Because my favourite Disney film is Monsters University.
Very good.
And I will fight you, listeners, watchers. Because, do you know what, if you haven't seen it, if you've thought, I'm not interested in that, give it a go for me. It's my birthday, come on. It's brilliant.
It is brilliant, I agree.
And it's got some very good messages. Now, there's a lot of messages about, like being yourself and this and that and all, you know, all the usual stuff. But for me, it's more about the work ethic. They've got there's a really good work ethic like message, especially right at the end of the film.
Mm.
That's all I'll say. What have you brought today, Chris, to drink?
Well, I've brought the What the Fanta. It's just that they've now started putting on the label of What the Fanta is. So it's still a question mark. What flavour is it? And then underneath it says strawberry cheesecake flavour.
Yeah. Now, as
you said, he's had this before. I don't know if I have.
I've had it before. I'm just wondering if we've had it before on the show.
No, but I've just opened it. I can smell that it's strawberry cheesecake
flavour. Yeah, it's weird how they've managed to capture the biscuit base.
And I like the base. I like the buttery biscuit. Have you seen that?
Oh, I love that.
Wobble base.
So yeah, that's what we're drinking, and I hope you're having a drink too.
If you want to tell us what to drink, tell us what to drink and we get it in. I really like that idea. If you've got a drink that you think that one of us will really like, or both of us, that's probably mango based, just let us know and we'll get some in.
Right, we've got a lot of trip reports to do today, you know, guys. So on, you know, the fact that it's a light news week is good because we've got plenty of trip reports to get through, haven't we, Chris?
Yes, we do. It tastes more biscuit than strawberry.
Do you know what? This tastes nicer than I remember.
It's all right. Can I give you a birthday present while we're doing this?
Sorry, guys.
Let's get the distractions out of the way, then we'll do some trip reports. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
So here you go. It's just a little small something.
It's the...
I'm just hoping you haven't got anything like it.
The traditional Muppet gift bag that we hand back and forth every time.
It's a beautiful, anything beautiful like bag. I'm hoping you don't have anything at all like it.
There's two things in here.
There is.
One is a bottle. Oh. And it's hotter than... L.
Hotter than L.
Hotter than L. Oh, I need progressive lenses. I'm having to do that thing now. This is what happens when you get to 43. Handcrafted hot sauce, love burns.
So this has been on Hot Ones, just so that you know.
Has it?
Yeah. And it says that they pride themselves on heat with flavour. And when I was looking through the different ones, this was one that sounded like it would be a tasty one. So that's why I picked it.
Excellent.
It's not as hot as Da Bomb,
yeah,
but it's the next level down as far as the hot ones
is
are concerned. So it's about 130,000 on the Scoville unit.
Lucy got me four hot sauces, amongst other hot things. So I've now currently got what can only be described as
a plethora,
a lot of hot sauces to get through, but they last a long time. Anyway, the other thing, Chris. I'm telling you like you don't know what it is. The other thing, Chris, you've got me, is a book called Hot Sauce by Neil Ridley and Dean Hohner.
I was hoping you didn't have it already.
I do not have this book.
But it's got recommendations of all the best hot sauces in the world. So I thought, you know...
It's a nice smelling book.
You better educate yourself, is what I thought.
It smells really... Really nice and inky and papery. Magnificent.
He's flicked through and the first thing he's come to is a...
Magnificent mango salsa.
Yeah.
This is good. Salsa. I wonder if I can read this on the bog.
It's the right size for a bog, isn't it?
We're like a bog book on
the
show.
We do like a bog book on this show.
I've almost finished, Chris, the Star Wars book you got me years ago and I've been reading it in bite-sized chunks on the bog.
I'm still reading it in bite-sized chunks.
It's literally been 4 years I've been reading that book on the toilet.
Me too, because I bought it for myself at the same time.
And I go a lot.
And I have the second book, which I believe I also got you. And I haven't started reading that yet either.
Well, I don't have that one.
Did I not get you? I thought I got you the red one.
I don't think so.
Oh, interesting. I thought I did. No, maybe I got myself it and I thought you are like that because it's about the prequels. So I didn't bother getting you it.
I'd read it. As long as it wasn't about the sequels. Voiceover guy says, I was going to get you a gift, but when I Googled hot and saucy, I realised not appropriate to send...
Cheryl's lying, by the way. Look, she's still there. You said you weren't watching live, Cheryl, and yet here you are saying happy birthday, Hugh, when you said you were leaving.
How dare you? Hello to Steve, who's here, and says, good evening, brochure. Late to the party. We should really do a trip report.
Should we do a trip report?
We have done quite a bit of... I've been steering it back to DLP every now and again.
It's just Lucy's not here, so we kind of...
Yeah, this is our one chance to just shoot the breeze, man.
Right, hang on. I'm looking
for the one I love.
Did we read Kira's long overdue Disneyland hotel trip report?
Is this going to be one of those where we start reading it and then we realise after a few sentences that we
Well, here's the first paragraph. A few weeks ago, now months, I would say, I promised a trip report for my stay at the Disneyland Hotel on its opening week and never delivered. Here it is at last. I don't think we have read it. I think we kept promising to read it. We were going to read it at the end of the last show 2 weeks ago, and I said, we'll save it for this week.
Do it.
So I'm going to read it anyway, and if I've read it before, we get to enjoy it again.
And I'll have some hot sauce. Should I have this one you got me?
If you like.
I'm going to go get Nachosaurus while you start the
Do it. Thing. So Kira says, main takeaway, I was happy to check out at the end of the stay. I had serious issues with the state of the hotel, including toilets blocking up, bathroom doors that didn't close, and unfinished bathrooms in the guest areas. I also ate at both Table de Lumiere and the buffet and found the food and decor to both be very mediocre. Oof. I remember Kira's talking about this in the chat, actually, saying yes. She hadn't had the best experience.
Yeah.
When compared to downtown and Manhattan, it is hard to imagine the same company does both. Even just the little things like plastic flowers on the table made it feel cheap, yet we were paying a crazy amount. There were also issues with organisation of the hotel, such as bags taking 25 minutes to arrive at checkout and missing bathrobes taking a full hour to get to the room. That's not the kind of service I'd expect at any DLP hotel, let alone one at that price.
Towels have only got little legs, though, so it takes them a while to get around.
That said, a month has passed since the trip and my opinion has softened. This was one, thanks to the fact that after I sent my feedback to the LP, they got in touch and gave me a financial gesture of cash, which compensated for a fair amount of the hotel rate. And two, I just came back from a very mediocre trip to Disneyland, California. I think we often give the DLP cast and park a lot of hassle for being less magical than the US parks, but based on my recent trip to California, that is not always fair. Many of the cast in DLR seemed incredibly bored with life, almost mocking in their greetings, Ooh. And sometimes outright rude. Were some cast members amazing? Of course, but the general vibe was of people who really didn't want to be there. At DLP, at least I always feel like the positive interactions I get are genuine. They aren't just going through the motions and doing it with a sneer because they were contracted to. If they are nice, they mean it. So there you go. Yay, DLP. I also note how lucky we are with the crowds at DLP. Even though DLP has locals, they are not as entitled as the ones I encountered at Disneyland Resort. The number of locals loudly talking, filming, snacking during rides was incredible and really ruined the magic. It was like there was only they were the only ones there. And honestly, many of the cast members did the same thing, yelling at each other about shift work they hate over the heads of guests. Ouch! I have not been to Walt Disney World in 10 years, but I did speak to some Walt Disney World pass holders in DLR, and they made similar comments about the cast members. So this may be an issue there. Sorry this turned into a Disneyland Resort trip report as well, but having the two trips back-to-back was interesting. DLP still has plenty of room for improvement, but they seem to be making an effort. The fact that they took my complaints about my stay seriously enough, not only to apologise but to offer compensation, indicated to me that they do value feedback. I'm still not sure if I'll stay again at the DLP hotel and can't recommend it as it currently is, but I have a little more faith that it will improve. Thanks as always for your work putting the show together weekly. Kira.
Thank you, Kira. Very honest.
Very honest.
Report, which we like.
It was right at the beginning of it opening, just as a note to anybody. It was quite a long time ago. And obviously, unfortunately, sometimes people have bad experiences, sometimes people have good, and it's just one of those things, isn't it? Mm. How's that then, Hugh?
I'm just tasting the hot sauce. I'm getting the tingle. Or the tungle.
I'm not going to wish I hadn't put that much on it.
maybe just tap some of it off. That's good. It's hot and it is tasty. I like it. It's not too bad. Oh, it's getting worse.
Ooh. It smells a bit like the
who makes this?
Encona Carolina Reaper, doesn't it?
Yes. This is from Sanford, Florida. Handcrafted hot sauce. Love Burns. Is that the name of the company? Love Burns.
Love Burns.
Good name for it. Hot sauce company. Yes, yeah, nice. That's good. So, have we had any like reports of people being amazed by the Disneyland Paris Hotel?
It's still fairly early days. There may be some further down the line now. I know I've heard a lot of people who have really enjoyed it and liked it a lot. But also, equally, there's some people, obviously. I think you are paying a lot of money for it, so I think it has to be...
Yeah.
It has to be on the money, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like I'm never like picky in restaurants, but if I was paying, if I was in a, like a really really expensive restaurant, I would, you know, your expectations do go up.
Yeah,
and yeah, I'm just concerned they're not always delivering anymore.
No, I don't think that's too hot.
It's all right. It's passable.
It's similar to the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah, well, it's hotter, I'd say, because I have
a bit hotter. Yeah,
I have quite a lot of that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, shall I do another one, or do you want to do one?
You do one.
I'll do one.
No, I'll do one if you want.
No, I'll do it. It's okay. You can do the next one.
Who's this from?
This is from Ross Mees, and this is going back even further because this is a New Year's Eve drip report.
Ooh.
She says, sorry, this is late. Oh, Ross, sorry. He says, sorry, this is late.
Yeah.
I say, sorry, this is late as well because we haven't done any trip reports for weeks because of all the news and lack of shows. Hi, everyone. Sorry this is so late. Life really got in the way, but I thought you might like to hear about doing Disneyland Paris over New Year. I treated my mum and sister to a surprise trip as part of their Christmas present, which only gave them 3 days to pack. We stayed at Newport Bay for 4 nights from the 28th of December to the 1st of Jan with half-board meal plan and then stayed in an apartment for 1 night. More details revealed later. Travel. I always choose to drive over as I find it a lot quicker, cheaper and easier than relying on trains and planes. Plus, you have unlimited packing space for clothing to cover all weather and unlimited space for merchandise purchases. Absolutely right. We set off at 6 a.m. The roof of my mouth's gone numb. We set off at 6 a.m. UK time and arrived at Newport Bay at 5 p.m. French time, only 10 hours with the jump forward in time. The journey is so easy, especially the French side. If you're worried about driving, just go for it, because the easiest part of the journey is on the French side. I agree with this. It is an easy, easy drive.
Yep. But I always say this, don't underestimate it, because, you know, just know when your turn is, because you have to get your head around the fact that you're going right as well, not left. So I just Google like street view it and then get to the junction or the exit and, you know, like I physically go down it, because I'm Navigator, Lucy Drives, just so we know what it looks like.
I do exactly, do you know what I mean? I always look at where I'm going before I go. Like,
yeah.
That's drilled into me by my father ever since our Eurocamp days. Because when we used to Eurocamp, I don't know if you know this, and I've probably said this on the show before, so I'm sorry if I have, but back in the old Eurocamp days, before you had sat-navs, you used to get a stack of printed instructions on the ream, you know, the paper with the reams on the side?
Yeah.
And you just used to read it one by one to tell you what to do next. It was great. So ever since those days, I've always looked at maps, made sure I know where I'm going, so that when I'm following the instructions, it makes sense to me.
I remember looking out for the an IKEA on the left, and I knew it was nearly time to turn off for DLP.
Can That's I just
the first time we went?
Can I just say of this hot sauce? Mm-hmm. It's actually quite painful. It's hurting my tongue. I've got no.
It builds
like anywhere else. It's all right. It's obviously where I put it in my mouth. It's like actually hurt my the roof of my mouth and my tongue.
Yeah, my lips are a mess.
Where was I? The hotel. Newport Bay absolutely exceeded our expectations. This was our first time staying here, and the details in the theming were so beautiful, especially in the rooms with the hidden Mickeys all over and beautiful nautical theme throughout.
Nautical, but nice.
Nice. The icing on top of the cake was all the Christmas decorations in and around the hotel. This made the entire hotel feel so warm and festive, and you could tell the guests were all basking in this Christmassy ambiance. We took our time to appreciate the hotel and explored from top to bottom, making use of the pool, which again was beautifully themed, but perhaps more suited to adults as there wasn't much there for kids. I don't know, there's a bucket full of armbands. We also met Daisy in her nautical outfit one evening around 7 p.m, which was such a fun meet. Did I tell you about when we stayed at Newport Bay and Ollie nearly drowned?
No.
So Ollie had
he laughed.
I know. So Ollie, was it Lucas? Lucas nearly drowned before he started a swimming lesson. So Ollie had armbands on and I was with Ollie, and Lucas was seven years old. But fairly sensible, usually. Mm. And he was just by the steps. So Ollie had gone off on one of his armbands and I had to follow him. And then suddenly I turned around and saw Lucas decided to jump off one of the steps and just sank. And there was three women sat right by where he was, could see he was struggling and potentially going to drown, just completely ignored him. And I had to dart all the way back over.
I imagine they were smoking.
Ah, well, they probably were.
As they watched.
In all honesty, I was too busy trying to save my son from dying.
Which zero, I hero, dear.
Oh, good.
Because I'm a hero.
I love a happy ending.
Yeah.
And then I had to swim back out and fetch Ollie from the middle of the pool. What an ordeal.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, not a lot for kids there. No. There is, as I say, a bucket full of handbags.
The kids rejoiced.
There's a splash pool as well.
Was it even themed?
They're red and white, you know, like normal armbands. So they're, it's a nautical theme, I guess.
Okay.
The parks. We had 4 park days, and despite the parks being at capacity for most of our stay, we never felt too crammed, and queue times were never outrageously high. This was our first Disney Christmas visit, and the decorations on and around Main Street made us all so emotional when we first stepped into the main park. Main park first is the only way to do Disney to get the full effect. Agreed.
True.
Main Street and surrounding areas were decorated within an inch of their lives, and the enormous Christmas tree was an absolute a stand-up. We always found ourselves just hanging around Main Street to enjoy the atmosphere here. The biggest surprise was studios being decorated for Christmas, which is a Tony Stark contrast to Halloween when they completely ignore nice. Poor old studios. Tony Stark contrast. New things we did. We rode every ride in the park at least twice.
Whoa.
Pirates was our most with. How many ride times do you think they went
pirates?
Yeah, how many times they gone pirates?
11.
Yes!
Yes!
How did you do that?
That was good, man. I really thought of that as well. I thought I could go high, because normally when people say, what do you reckon? How much did this cost? But I really thought about that.
That's just made the show.
Do you know what? I'm really happy.
But I'd rather list all the new things we did on this trip, most of which were associated with the Christmas season. Mickey's Dazzling Christmas Parade and Tree Lightning Ceremony. Breathtaking. Let's Sing Christmas. Cute carol singing show with Mickey and friends. Meet and greet with Asher. 2-hour wait, but worth every second. Had around 5 minutes between us all to chat and take photos. Food stalls near Small World and Ratatouille. Mulled wine all round. Princess show on the castle stage. Incredible.
Incredible.
New Year's Eve fireworks with champagne. Watch from just before Constellations. Perfect view, not crowded, and plenty of happy tears. Magic shot with Pocahontas and Christmas Stitch. They need more of these available throughout the year. Character meets Asher, Daisy, Mary and Bert, Captain Hook, Captain Jack and Loki. Disney Village, a surprise Christmas-themed parade featuring gorgeous costumes and circus performers on the way home, which was chaotic but fun.
Oh.
Just like Disney Village. Meal plan. Breakfast each morning in Cape Cod or Yacht Club. Plenty of hot and cold choices, and then we ate evening meals in Walt's, Agrabah Cafe, Downtown and Cape Cod. Walt's was decorated for Christmas and felt so magical, and Downtown really is worth the hype. The best food for non-meat eaters and fussy eaters.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's got pizza.
Mm.
Not for your non-tomato types, though, like Lucy.
No.
Surprise apartment for our final night. After tearfully saying goodbye to the park around 6 p.m. on our last day, there was one more surprise in store for my mum and sister, as I hadn't revealed where we were staying. It was revealed until they stepped through the door, and it was the Frontierland apartment by Tadico Homes. Tadico? Tadico? T-A-D-I-C-O. Homes, which was just a 15-minute drive from the parks. Words really can't do this apartment justice, as the entire living room, kitchen and bathroom were set out like a Wild West town, inspired by Thunder Mesa, and every piece of furniture and decoration had a purpose and set the scene. Stepping into the bedroom, the Wild West theme disappeared, and the entire room was themed to Phantom Manor, even including Melanie's dress in the wardrobe, and ghostly lighting and noises playing into the bedroom if you turned the wrong switch on. To top it off, there was a treasure hunt that saw you finding and solving clues all around the apartment before opening the safe to claim your prize. I won't spoil it for anyone, but this was more like an escape room than a treasure hunt. I would 100% recommend this apartment for anyone, especially if you're driving. It's cheaper than a night at a Disney hotel too.
I've never heard of this place.
I know. We'll have to look it up. Overall, this was the best Disney trip I have had, hands down. If you're worried about the crowds at Christmas, then don't be, because there's always something for you to do and your trip will be magical just being there. I'll post some photos in the Facebook group after my report is read out. No rush, I've waited 2 months to write this. But there's more photos, videos and room tours, etc. on my Instagram, @TheMagicalMeese. Ross Meese, The Magical Meese.
Well, Ross, I hope you're still listening and you can post those pictures.
Yes.
Because it's been a long time. It might have given up on us by now.
And a link to the what's it?
The apartment.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
I'd have never heard of it.
No.
Nasa in the chat has joined us and says, evening, gents. We're off to DLP next weekend. Mm. Is it going to be, I'll say, very busy? Start to change the wording. Is it going to be very busy? So, well, Easter holidays next weekend. There'll be plenty of Brits, I imagine.
So there's an answer
still
to this question.
Still hanging around.
The capacity signs have been coming out again this week because it's at capacity, which means if you don't have booked tickets, you ain't going to be able to go in. So, yes, it is going to be busy, I would say, is the answer to that. A lot of places didn't start their holidays until back end of, like, right before Easter. So still have 2 weeks to go. So I think there's going to be quite a bit of busyness going on.
Yeah.
And I believe they're to capacity or close to capacity for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, there's been messages saying, like, studios is very busy today. Go over to the main park.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on the app? People are getting this message.
I don't know.
I saw a screenshot of, like,
well, I'd not heard about that.
Somehow guests were receiving this message saying, well, maybe go over this way instead. Which sounds good. Sounds a bit genie.
Have you thought about going to Park Asterisk? Asterix instead?
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Or just, yeah. Everyone just go to that apartment.
That sounds well, great, doesn't it?
Yeah, that themed apartment.
Tadico Homes, I think it's in.
Tadico.
Tadico Homes, the Frontierland apartment. Check it out. I don't know where that came from.
Did we ever hear back from Alid? I was worried that I scared Alid off with my pedantry.
Are you there,
but,
Alid?
But I was wondering, Alid, if you were staying in... Is it 3 weeks in Disney World is what I wanted to know.
Mm.
And are you moving around anywhere? Are you doing anything? What are you doing? What are you up to?
What are you up to?
What are you up to over there?
What are you
What time
to?
Is it there now?
I don't know.
What time is it in Florida? Let's find out. Florida time.
We're finger on the pulse here, guys. This is what happens in a bro show. We spend time Googling.
It's 12 minutes past four.
Well, well.
So I guess you'd be having a hotel day.
That's getting really hot in my mouth now.
Well, at least it's just your mouth.
I'd reach that point, because you reach a point with spicy sauces where it lulls down and then your whole body goes, I want more of that.
I've just got to that point, and now I'm just having little bits, and I'm loving it, just keeping it topped up.
Yeah, I let it all subside while I read out trip reports. Did you say there was a trip report somewhere on Instagram or something?
No, there was a trip report, and there was an extra message just to follow up to it, and I said I'd read it out after the report.
Ah.
From Trendamin. Do we have that one?
I can't see that one.
Let's see. We'll work it out live for you here. Guy, should have it in your inbox. Says Trendamin.
Aye, from when?
Oh, February.
February, right?
I will send to mailbox at 37disneystreet.co.uk. This was 26th of February.
I can't see it, unless it was one of the people I've read out today.
We will dig it out. We'll dig it out. I've still got a note about that.
Okay.
Have we got any more?
Well, yeah, I've got two more. I have two more. Shall I do another one then?
Your stomach made a noise then.
It did. My stomach made a noise. Do you want to read one?
Yes.
Cool. Then rest my voice for a minute and I can blow my nose.
Who's this from, Chris?
James Harrison.
Hi, James Harrison. Or as it says here, Harrison James.
Well, maybe it's Harrison James.
It could be Harrison James.
Could interchangeable be. First name, last
it's,
name.
It is, it's Harrison.
Hi, Harrison James, I apologise.
It's one of those confusing names where it could be either way. Do you know what? Harrison must get enough of this, so let's crack on.
Yeah.
Hi there, here's another trip report for your perusal. I say that when I send stuff to people, because I don't want to be presumptuous and be like, here's this for you. Even when I send a regular script to my freelance job every week, I'm like, here's this for you to look at. It's not like, here's the script. Like, it's definitely a winner.
You've been waiting for this.
Take a look at this. Anyway, I've already hit a speed bump. Just back from an emergency trip to DLP. We booked just 3 weeks out and found Sequoia Lodge offered the best value with a room in the main building. We added the half-board dining plan, plus reservations for Rhythms of the Pride's Lands, as we like to call it, Mickey and the Magician and the Pixar Together Show. In my haste to book the trip before my other half changed his mind, I failed to check French school holidays. The packs were Rameau.
Ah.
Travel day. 4:30, alarm call. 5:30, train to Gatwick. 8:15, our EasyJet took to the skies. Painting quite a picture here, Harrison. 10:30, Disney Paris transfer driver waiting in arrivals. 11:10, we arrived at Sequoia Lodge. Wow. So from 4:30, you know, you're there before lunch.
That's decent. Been shattered, though, for the rest of the day, but that's decent.
Bags ditched in the luggage room, we head out to the parks. 12:00. Pop into the Walt Disney Studios first. Controversial. In the parks by midday. This is good going. I'd like to see this.
Listen to the last trip report. The only way to do it is to go into the Disneyland park first.
Well, according to Harrison, pop into the studios first for a quick ride on Flight Force. The additional effects make a difference.
That's the first person I've heard say that, so that's good.
Yes, true, yeah. So, we'd like to hear all different kinds of opinions. 12:30, Ratatouille, presented in 2D, still pretty good. I forgot about this. This 2D Ratatouille testing.
It's gone back now, hasn't it?
Nice to be able to see the physical props without 3D glasses. That's interesting because, there are certain elements that 3D glasses aren't going to help.
Yes.
1:00, text received advising room ready. So back to Sequoia and over to Val d'Or on the RER to buy wine and have a mooch around. Back to Sequoia using the bus as you can't take alcohol through Disney Village.
Oh.
Interesting tip. 4:30, over to Disneyland Park, caught the end of Million Splashes of Colour, popped into a couple of shops and had a ride on Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's cakes now, isn't there?
3 boxes, 2 cats.
Million Splashes of Colour, do you see I'm interspersing the news into everything?
I saw the cake on my travels today.
Someone put a picture of a cake. It's like a full-size cake and it's got a biscuit on it that's like an artist's palette. And then various other little bits and bats on it. It looked...
I thought I saw someone say it was for 2 people.
Okay.
For 2 people, Chris.
It looked like a child had made it, but someone who knew what they were doing had made the ornate bits that go with it.
A very clever child, but a child nonetheless.
Yes.
I'm going to do this next paragraph with a Liverpoolian accent.
Cool.
4:30, over to Disneyland Park. Read this bit already. Popped into a couple of shops and had a ride on Pirates. Right, we've done 3 boxes, 2 cats. If you know, you know. Right, okay, so 5:45, over to Walt Disney Studios for our reservation at Pym Kitchen. Nice buffet, decent glass of Provence Rosé. Initially planned to do some attractions after dinner, but we were dead, so had an early night, rock and roll.
I was too busy thinking about the splashes of colour to acknowledge that. So 3 boxes, 2 cats. Sorry.
Yeah.
3 boxes. There you go. 3.
Should we explain that?
Well, we can do. I've seen a video where there was only 1 box and 1 cat. When we were there on our first day last time, there were 3 boxes, 2 cats. But for the whole of the rest of our time there, there were 2 boxes and 2 cats. And I just wanted to know, and I want all of you to tell me this, especially if you've been on Pirates of the Caribbean 11 times, how many boxes were there and how many cats were there? I think we need to keep a tally of it, and then we can see what the mean average of boxes and cats in Pirates of the Caribbean there. Carry on.
Keep a tab on the tabbies. Day 2, 6:00, alarm call. 7:00, breakfast buffet. 8:00, park Disneyland for 8:30. Waved at Mickey. Peter Pan, Dumbo, Indiana Jones, Molly Brown, Star Tours. All before 11:05 when A Million Splashes of Colour, very good, not as good as Dream and Shine Brighter though. 12:15, Rhythms of the Pride's Lands until 12:45. It's a Small World, Hyperspace Mountain, Nautilus, Dolphins on a Screen. Rolly eye emoji. It's true. No giant squid, just dolphins on a screen. What a shame.
Can you do a dolphin sound to accompany that, please?
How was that?
Carry on.
3:00, over to Walt Disney Studios. Tower of Terror, premiere access as 60-minute wait. So, time for Premier Access. Got annoyed by too many people. Oh, I feel ya. Quarter to four, head back to Sequoia for bath and wine. How delightful.
That is very nice.
Bath and wine. Not a bath of wine.
Is there more?
Yeah.
Can you do it as Patrick Warburton?
8:15. No, sorry. I mean 6. Dinner at Manhattan Restaurant. Decent meal. Nice bottle of Provence Rosé. Rosé for Cusco. Cusco's Rosé.
8 o'clock, back to Park Disneyland. Phantom Manor, Buzz Lightyear. Wonky shooting. Mm. You or the gun? I don't know. Wonky shooting. Maybe they mean the gun.
Yeah, the gun wasn't... It's not me, it's my tool.
Yeah.
Wasn't hitting the targets.
My gun is wonky.
Yeah.
And I can only apologise. what does Buzz say?
You are a sad, strange little man. And you have my pity.
9:20, score amazing spot by one of the stages on Central Plaza to watch Electrical Sky Parade and Dreams.
Ooh.
10 to 10, Electrical Sky Parade, amazing. 10, Disney Dreams, great to see it again. 11, bed.
No
Day
wine.
Three. We've got, how many days have we got? We've got 4 days. No what? No wine.
No wine.
No.
Well, straight to bed.
Not mentioned. Okay. Day three, 6:30 alarm clock. I like these early starts.
Mm-hmm.
Very organised. 7, breakfast. 8:30, Park Disneyland. Waved at Mickey, Buzz Lightyear. Mother lets child have a wee in the queue. Nice.
Oh, no. In which queue?
Buzz Lightyear.
Where?
There's nowhere to wee. It must have been in the outside bit.
I hope so. Just go behind Buzz there. Just go, yeah, just go over the barrier and go behind Buzz.
Buzz is broken.
Nobody's watching.
His shower curtain's up so you can go behind there.
Nobody's watching. It's fine.
Casey Jr., Autopia, Alice's Curious Labyrinth. 11:45, over to Walt Disney Studios for 12. Crusher's Coaster, Premier Access as 85 minutes.
Mm.
At 11:30, they went to check in at Animagique Theatre for Mickey and the Magician.
No.
See, this is so like well laid out. It says 12:30, checking at Animagique Theatre for, the next line it says 1 o'clock or 1300 hours, Mickey and the Magician. Clever. So very nicely laid out is this, Harrison. 11:30, back to Park Disneyland for churros and hot chocolate at the new Overland Trail Cafe.
Oh, we talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Frontierland. Brackets decent.
Decent. That's what we like to hear.
That's the first we've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am going to get a turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided.
I want a video of you just munching on it.
Yeah.
Just munching it.
Yeah, maybe it'll become like Sharla in Japan, who has a YouTube channel. And she originally got famous for like just eating some bread. It was like, it just said like, I don't know, like Western girl or just like girl eats bread or something.
I'd like a video of you stood in front of every ride just yeah. gnawing on a turkey.
Yeah, like. It takes hours to eat. At 11:30, they went back to Disneyland, Park Disneyland for churros and hot chocolate. I've done that bit. At 12:30, back to Walt Disney Studios for 1:45 to check in for Pixar Together Show. Had a few minutes to kill, so checked out the Zoetrope. Very
nice.
Cool. That's our top tip. Going to Mickey's Magician Hat building. Check out the Zoetrope on the left. Best thing there.
It's right good.
3:45, we were done with people. So back to Sequoia for...
Well, man after my own heart.
We were done with people, so back to Sequoia for wine and baths.
Uh-huh.
6:15. I've had enough of this. I'm having a wine and a bath. 6:15, over to Newport Bay for dinner. Reservation at Cape Cod. Enjoyed the food, but restaurant felt like the buffet at an all-inclusive. Too many people, enough said. I'm sensing a theme here. And it's very similar to how I am. 8:30, bed. See, it's early bed, you see. This is what...
Yeah.
So, next day, 6, alarm clock call. Alarm call. 7, breakfast, buffet. 9, bags packed and ditched in baggage room. 9:30, very bad time to arrive at Park Disneyland. Enough said. I like all these hints, too. I'll say no more.
Oh, 10. Because everyone's queuing to go in, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
10, finally get through to the turnstiles. Yeah. Phantom Manor, Pirates of the Caribbean, 3 boxes, 2 cats.
Ooh, that's the same, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. And John Parker's put in the chat, 3 boxes, 2 cats, when we were there 3 weeks ago.
I'm checking back
so that, now. That's what it should be. I believe that's what it should be. 3 boxes, 2 cats.
Looking back. Sounds like a name of a
book. Over my shoulder. Sounds like a Mike and the Mechanics song.
I can't find it now. I've lost it. Right. Early lunch at Toad Hall. This is at 11:30.
Fish and chips.
I think that's when we went to Toad Hall and it was empty. And then it, like, you know, by the time you finished your lunch, it's rammed. You know, so get in there early if you can.
Aaron says 3 boxes, 2 cats as well. I'm starting to wonder whether I've just imagined this now.
Right. And you've prompted all this.
No, it's good though.
Counting of cats and boxes behaviour.
That's why I did it. I wanted to know I wasn't going insane, but it sounds like I am.
12:15, Hyperspace Mountain, Premier Access, as 45-minute queue. Ooh, that's just on the, like, we're 40 minutes tops wait. I'd maybe, if for a good ride, I'd push it to 45 maybe. The ride broke down briefly at the station, got going again with no audio. Oh, that makes it, does the audio. 12:45, shopping on Main Street. 1:45, back to Sequoia for 1:30, pick up to Charles de Gaulle. Overall, we had a really great trip. Annoyed I dropped the ball booking during French school holidays, but we made it work with extra magic time, Premier Access and wine.
It sounds like you more than made it happen.
Enjoyed Sequoia Lodge, despite the hot water problems, although it is ready for its refurb this year. I hope they remain sympathetic to its rustic charm. Hope this hasn't been too long. We've made it long. Best regards, Harrison. Now, Harrison could be... I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I was saying he at the start, but I don't know that. I really need to get used to saying they.
Yes.
So, yeah, thanks for that, Harrison. That was a good report. I liked the bits about the wine and the bits about the annoying people. But that's not really the stuff that people really tune in for, which is, you know, tips and advice on Disneyland Paris. But that's the bit I liked the most, though. I'm high on this sauce, man. I'm loving life.
Little bit out the chat.
Yeah, what we got?
Lisa Hilton says, sorry, I'm late. Happy Easter, everybody. And also says, when she checked TripAdvisor, DLH reviews are getting better, but still luggage housekeeping and delayed check-in issues. I'm keeping an eye on reviews as I might change to Marvel or Sequoia for October. There we go. Also, Cheryl says she's got secret AirPod in, which is why she's still listening.
Oh, sneaky.
Clever girls.
Sneaky.
As the ranger says in Jurassic Park.
He does say that.
Elaine Parks, I like quoting Jurassic Park, don't I? I've realised.
Yeah,
I quote Devon Malcolm. Or whatever. No, that's not what he's called, is it? That's the tennis player. And I've also said that before. I quote that. They didn't know if they should.
Yeah.
Bit quite a lot. Anyway, Elaine Park says, Primark are now selling Stitch and Angel and Mini shoulder plushies, £8 each. Hashtag non-spot, not
are those the magnetic ones?
Yeah.
I worry about them falling off. How strong are those magnets?
Bonnie says, apostrophe.
Yeah, I saw that.
We have one more trip report. Mm. And I reckon we've got time to do it.
Do it.
And it comes from...
And then we'll find Trendemans next time.
It comes from John Parker, who's just said 3 boxes, 2 cats in Pirates, as I mentioned. So, here we are. Hi, pals. Me and my partner Jay just got back from 4 nights at DLP, staying at the Hotel New York, the Art of Marvel. Bit of background, we chose to stay in a nicer hotel this trip, as I was left a bit of money after my dear grandpa passed away 18 months ago, and I decided to treat us to a really nice hotel, and it didn't disappoint. We also used the Priority Pass, as my partner has additional needs, which make getting on rides and watching parades and fireworks, etc. a lot easier. Day 1. We travelled on the Eurostar from London and got the 6 a.m. train via Brussels, which was an easy 20-minute change of trains, and then on to DLP, and we arrived at 11:30 a.m, dropped our luggage off with a luggage service, got our magic passes and headed straight in. It was so great to be back in the magic, having last been in December 2022. We took castle pics before grabbing some food at Pinocchio's. I had the delicious pork pretzel sandwich, I know Lucy is a fan, and my other half had the curryverse. Such good food. Our first ride was Phantom Manor, one of our favourites, followed by our first ever ride on Small World, and what can I say? Fantastic. I get the hype. It might have sounded like there was sarcasm in my voice there, but there was no sarcasm in the text. Other highlights from the day, from day one include a ham and raclette sandwich from the food huts in Fantasyland. Oh my God, so good. Checked into the hotel just after 3, such a nice big room, clean, tidy, and had everything you needed. After a nana nap, we headed to the village. We chose to do the meal plan again this time, half bob plus. We find that if you plan on having a big breakfast in the hotel and a nice sit-down dinner or a buffet table service, it does work out cheaper. Day one dinner at Billy Bob's, a firm favourite for us, and didn't disappoint. We then did Pirates, our favourite ride, and bought the new Pirates Spirit jersey. Topped the evening off with Star Tours and watched the electrical sky parade on Main Street. And wow, the videos really don't do it justice. Such an incredible show, proper goosebumps moment. We left the park just before Dreams to escape the crowds.
Good idea.
Day two started off late for us. Breakfast in the Manhattan restaurant. Very good. Had everything you would want. Headed into Disneyland Park and watched a new parade from the hub. A good show. Nice to see Moana and Mirabelle at DLP. However, it doesn't top the outstanding Dream and Shine Brighter from the 30th. Next, Fort Comstock and the Treehouse. Both the first time, followed by Pirates, Peter Pan, Casey Jr. and the Storybook Boat Ride. I will say it's good that they're refurbing the Storybook Ride, as it didn't look its best. And you could tell it needed some TLC.
Mm.
The book itself is a very, very clear
indicator
of some TLC.
Some people won't know what Fort Comstock is.
No, it's great. It's Fort Comstock.
Yeah, just above the Frontierland entrance. Like, there's a walkthrough thing and a bridge and everything. Yeah. Check it out.
Yeah. It's decorated with antlers as well, which I believe is...
Bonnie won't go in there. She's scared of it.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh. We had a late lunch at Pym Kitchen and then had a couple of hours shopping at Val d'Europe to get some essentials I had forgotten to pack. Whoops. Our evening was spent chilling in the hotel and visiting the hotel pool and jacuzzi, which was lovely. Day three, we started early, breakfast in the hotel before heading to Disneyland Park for EMT. Did Buzz twice, Carousel, Teacups, Pirates and Small World before heading to studios for the new Pixar show, which was amazing. I did see what Hugh meant when he said all the characters over-exaggerate their movement, but we really enjoyed it nonetheless. And the technology was very impressive in the theatre.
That's just like park-wide, like parks-wide. They do it, not just in the shows, they do it everywhere, don't they? Over-exaggerated movements. And I know why. I know why they do. But I don't like it.
It's the art of mine, isn't it? That's what it is. It's entirely mine.
Yeah.
We then had lunch at Walt's, always a great meal, and then headed back to our room to chill before heading back to the parks for a couple more rides and the fireworks. Had dinner at Casa de Coco, really fantastic burritos, and then churros with chocolate sauce for dessert from the new Overland Trail Cafe. That's another one who's been there.
Any reviews?
Food stand opposite the Thunder Mountain. Very nice. 5 churros with chocolate sauce, not Nutella, and cream. Not cheese. It doesn't say that. not the best churros I've ever had, but a great addition to Frontierland. Couple more rides, including Phantom Manor and Star Tours. And Star Tours, we felt cheeky, so we asked the cast member if we could have it in English. And it was really quiet. And wow, the difference it makes seeing it in English. That made our day. Didn't we have someone 2 weeks ago said that they had it in English as well?
Was it the same person?
I don't know. Was it, John? I can't remember.
It's on the Facebook group.
Yeah, someone has said that, yeah. Oh, was it on the Facebook group? Yeah, that's right.
Was that you, John? Anyway, I'm a bit shy. I daren't ask for it.
We just got it last time. Yeah.
I think I've had it like once, twice, tops maybe. But
it could not have been better.
It's normally French.
Because not only was it English, but it was also the Wookiees and Hoth.
Yeah.
And that ending where all of them cheer you as you land comfortably and don't crash.
It wasn't John.
It wasn't John.
I'm a fan of who it was.
Somebody else has also asked and they received.
It was Sarah.
It was Sarah.
Well, it was actually Sarah's sister, Kerry, who plucked up the courage. And the cast member said yes. And not we.
Second time seeing the drones, first time seeing Disney Dreams, and it was amazing. The fire effects are incredible and lovely watching it from the Priority Pass roped off area to the left of the castle. No pushing and shoving. Day 4 and 5. Our last day and a half included lots more re-rides of our favourites. Web Slingers, which was great. We had dinner at Downtown on evening of day 4, which was our favourite food from the trip. Would highly recommend anyone staying in a Disney hotel to ask their concierge if they have any reservations when you arrive, as I think they keep a certain amount of reservations back for hotel guests. As soon as we asked, we got a 6 p.m. slot, no questions asked. See, there's a lot of love for Downtown at the moment. A lot of love.
Yeah.
We spent these last 2 days shopping for merch. I'm not a big fan of the new attraction-based stuff. I bought a nice set of 4 coffee cups with Pirates, Phantom, Big Thunder and Tower of Terror logos on, and a really nice Phantom Manor t-shirt. I really like those cups. I'm a cup guy, me. I like a nice cup. Love a nice cup. Our train left DLP at 4:30 on day 5, and we travelled back to London via Lille and then back from London to our home in Torquay. Overall, another fantastic visit to DLP. We probably won't be coming back now until the lake and the frozen area opens. We did the tax refund this time and used Skip Tax app. It was very easy. Just scan your receipts in the app, generate the barcode and scan it at the end, at the terminal, which for us was just outside the Eurostar entrance at Lille. Got £36 back, so defo worth doing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reading my trip report, not rereading it. I haven't read it before. I hope it was interesting and some of the tips were useful. See you real soon.
Some of the tips were useful.
That's, well, we aim to be partially helpful at the very least. Hopefully.
Mildly. Slightly helpful.
Yeah.
We've overrun you.
We have. But we smashed out a bunch of trip reports.
We did.
We had some hot sauce. We had some laughs.
And what are we going to do now?
I don't know. We're going to do an extra show and
see 20 more minutes.
And see if Lucy comes in.
Turns up. So if any of your Patreon Disney Street pals, come and join us over there. If you want to be a Disney Street pal, come and join us over there. The link is in the comments and you can join for just £3 a month or the equivalent of. And it just helps us keep things ticking over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
What, are we all back next week? What's the crack?
We should be.
What's crack-a-lacking?
As far as I'm aware, we're all here.
We're all here. There we go. So it'll be a full show next week. And I can't wait.
We don't have any rehearsals, do we?
No. And if you've got any trip reports, send them in, because we don't have any now. We've gone through them all. We've exhausted
them. We've got one that we've lost from Trendamin.
Yeah.
But we're going to find it. We'll find it.
And also, Lucy will probably slap our wrists and come up with a lot of news for next week. So
show you how it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we finish it?
I've been Lucy.
These are the boys.
These have been the boys. Is that right?
These are the boys.
Something like that.
A goodbye.
A goodbye. Bye-bye. See ya.
They're talking now.
They can hear us.
Yes, they can hear us. Right to the point where
I love you.